In Blockers, three parents try to stop their teenage daughters from losing their virginity on prom night, and the laughs follow. Or do they? Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, the movies get better. But a show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? Welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks again for participating in this episode. Thanks for leaving your social media comments on the last episode. Let me know what your favorite movie is of the year so far. Again, several of you gave me five-star reviews on iTunes. I appreciate that a lot and continue to do that. It really helps other people find this show. So most recently, we added A Quiet Place as a top three movie of 2018 so far. It's a great movie. It's a movie I enjoyed. It's a horror movie, and that's coming from someone who doesn't enjoy horror movies a lot. It's worth checking out. It's A Quiet Place, starring and directed by John Krasinski, and also starring his wife, Emily Blunt. So go check out A Quiet Place. But today we have a new contender. Is Blockers going to be one of the best movies of 2018 so far? Blockers is a film directed by Kay Cannon, and more on her in a little bit, but it stars Leslie Mann, John Cena, Ike Barinholtz, and the goal of this movie is these three parents are trying to stop their teenage daughters from losing their virginity on prom night. So I was really looking forward to seeing this film because I was hearing a lot about it, a lot of positive stuff out there. And there are many positive reviews out there, and overwhelmingly, it's a positive reviewed movie. So you'd probably enjoy it a lot. I say that because I did not enjoy it. It was not a movie that I found funny. There's a lot of problems with it, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't funny. And when you're going to make this kind of movie, you know they're going to be holes in it, but you can overlook that if it makes you laugh a lot. And this just wasn't a movie that made me laugh. So I mentioned Kay Cannon. This is her first directorial debut. You may know her from the Pitch Perfect movies. She wrote those movies, and those are strong, quick-witted movies, very funny movies, especially the first one. They get a little weaker as they go, obviously, but the first one's really good. It's a really good movie I enjoyed. So I like her style of humor and the way she works with female actors and female characters. She does a great job there. So I'm really looking forward to this. But for me, that just didn't translate into Blockers. Let's talk about Blockers on a positive note first. The three young actresses that play the teenage girls, I really enjoyed them a lot. And I think that we're going to see a lot more from them as time goes on. In fact, I wanted more of their story. I wanted to see what they were doing. They were funny to me. I found their relationship and their dialogue really funny in the way they talk to each other. But on the other side of that, you have these three main stars, these three parents, felt like they were in a different movie. They felt like they were taking us back a step. At best, it wasn't funny, but at worst, it was just offensive. And I felt like they were in an 80s/90s movie, and these three young girls were in a more modern, updated, progressive movie. So it's not to say there weren't some touchy moments in this movie. And I think all those can be centered around Ike Barinholtz and the relationship he had with his daughter, played by Gideon Allen. So it was a relationship that had its ups and downs, had its problems. And I really liked the way they kind of came together and sort of tied up those loose ends. So Blockers is a movie that makes multiple, I guess, progressive steps forwards on several attempts. And in that sense, it's doing well and it's doing the right thing. But you also have this other side where you have these parents that feel like they're taking us backwards. And at the end of the day, I kind of bring those together and it just didn't work for me. But a lot of that could be overlooked if it was a funny movie. And I challenge someone to tell me a scene that was a funny scene in this movie. And if your answer is John Cena butt-chugging beer, then I think I win that argument. Because if that's your funny scene in this movie, then I'm not with you. This is not my kind of movie. But let me know, have you seen Blockers? Maybe it worked for you and you enjoyed it better. Clearly, I'm in the minority on this movie. A lot of people loved it. It just didn't work for me at all. As far as the best movies of 2018 go, clearly for me, Blockers is not a top three movie. So let's recap from last time. Number three, A Quiet Place. Number two, Black Panther. And then number one, Paddington 2. There's a lot of good movies coming over the next month here. I expect this list to really shift a lot and shake up a lot over this next month. There's several film festivals coming out, several early releases, and plus you got the big Marvel movie coming out. There's a lot going on. I got the Solo movie. Thank you again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment. Let me know your thoughts. As always, you can find more on ellisonmovies.com. I look forward to you. I got another review lined up for you right away. I look forward to getting that to you as soon as possible. And until then, I'll see you in the theater.